Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
A federal appeals court ruled over the weekend that while President Trump can federalize National Guard troops sent to Illinois, he cannot deploy them. President Trump attacking Illinois' Governor J.B. Pritzker for not supporting him, claiming he should be in jail for failing to protect ICE officers. Pritzker responded on ABC's This Week.
Come and get me. I mean, you're dead wrong, Mr. President.
While Chicago is one of multiple cities the president has threatened with a deployment of National Guard troops, Philadelphia has not yet been mentioned. City officials aren't sure why, but they have their theories. Here's KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb.
In his first term, Mr. Trump did include Philadelphia in a list of cities to which he threatened to send troops. And of course, he famously singled it out in 2020.
Bad things happen in Philadelphia. Bad things.
So why has the city escaped his notice this time? There are a range of guesses. Councilman Mark Squilla noted the city's greatly improved public safety.
To say that you want to come in and make it safer when you see this large decline, it's kind of a tough argument.
But that, of course, is true of Washington, D.C., L.A., Chicago, and Portland. Many people who did not want to speak on the record credited Mayor Sherrell Parker's studious avoidance of criticizing the administration, even though city policies have not changed from her more confrontational predecessor. City Democratic Chair Bob Brady thinks it may be in deference to Republican Senator David McCormick.
Maybe showing respect to him by not coming into Pennsylvania / city of Philadelphia.
Another theory is that the president doesn't want to risk roiling a state that voted for him in 2024, but others fear he's simply waiting till next year, when the city is a host for the 250th anniversary of democracy. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.